Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Reporting live from the basement of the science building. Oh, it's the B Morning Coffee Club. We're going to talk space.
Dude, are we going to talk nebulas?
Nebulas? We're going to
totally
talk about
a nebula.
The meteor. Did you see what happened down south?
Yes.
There's a giant meteor.
Are you going to use your planetarium voice?
Oh,
I should use my planetarium voice. Oh, I got to turn my mic.
You know how much I get disturbed by the planetarium.
Yes. So yesterday, for those who don't know what happened, there was a giant blinding light that streaked across the southern sky. And mainly over the metropolitan Atlanta area. And it turns out it was a meteor that broke into bits and smashed into some houses down there. There's people with holes in their roofs right now.
How crazy is that? Yeah. Could you imagine coming home and there's a hole in your roof? And it's from a meteor? Of
Sounds
all
like
places it could hit? Right?
Like, I was like, that's never going to happen.
First thing I would
Science
ask.
Science fiction.
I bet this isn't covered by insurance.
Oh, guaranteed 100%.
I'm sorry. It's an act of God. No, it's not. It's the act of the universe. Is this your way of telling me you're not going to cover my roof?
By the way, if anybody works in the insurance agency, 252-9233,
yeah.
You can text, you can call if you don't want to be on the air.
Is
Let
it
us
covered
know.
Covered by flying space debris?
And is there a difference between a meteor or like a satellite falling out of the sky? Two different things.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, I don't know. Some insurance person will let us know that. there's going to be a meteor shower tonight.
Oh, great.
So, if you're outside.
That's to make sure I'm covered.
Well, actually, that's not a bad idea.
Right?
Maybe make sure you got all your riders in place for
yes,
your policy.
Yes.
But yes, if you go out tonight after sunset, look towards the. Ooh, I should have Googled that first. I think it's look towards the east. I don't know.
I was
look
like,
both
the
ways.
Sky, Billy.
Look up in the sky.
Yes, look up into the sky, and you could see upwards of 100 meteors per hour. That's a lot. You could see as little as 10, but you need to get away from the city lights, and then look up.
Mm.
There you go.
Jeez.
She is totally creeped out by that voice. Look
yeah,
at her.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
The morning coffee. Welcome back to Space Radio, coming at you from the basement of the science building. What movie am I stealing that from? You're the queen of that.
Me?
Yeah. That's from a movie, something. Broadcasting from the basement of the science building. Was it Weird Science? I don't know. Man,
that
I am a squirrel
right,
today.
Though.
That could be. So we were talking about this meteor that was seen over the southern United States. And apparently it wasn't just seen in Atlanta. It was seen in South Carolina. It was seen in Alabama. Like, it was a big...
There's a lot of videos online of, you know, kids in the backseat who are videoing the sky. And all of a sudden, there's
there
just
is.
A fireball falling.
Yeah. And it ended up... breaking into pieces, and a handful of homes now have holes in the roof from where pieces of this meteor came through their ceiling. So we were asking, is your insurance going to cover that damage?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they try and get out of everything.
Oh, well, please.
You know,
oh, that was an act of God.
That was an act of God. We don't cover that.
Yeah, we can't. There's nothing we can do about that.
So according to a website here, hold on, let me get the name of the website. The Insurance Information Institute. They say yes.
Sounds legit.
They say yes. Falling objects, including satellites, asteroids, meteors, and space debris, are covered under standard homeowners and business insurance policies. You have to scroll down a little bit further. This is where they're going to get you. If a satellite, meteor, or asteroid falls on your car, coverage is provided under the optional comprehensive portion of an auto insurance policy.
So I have to have it under my comp.
Yes. And if you don't have comprehensive insurance on your car,
you're not getting your satellite. You're just screwed.
Yeah.
A satellite crushed your car. A meteor hit your car.
Causes an accident. Not, that's not their problem.
Dang it.
I feel like I got to call my insurance agent and be like, what's covered here?
What specifically is covered? And since I am still officially applying for a part-time position as an announcer at the Rochester Museum and Science Center at the Strassenburg Planetarium.
Would anybody like a little space humor to wrap things up here?
Oh, I always love some space humor.
I'm using my planetarium voice here. We're going to start the show off today talking about the meteor in the southern United States. But first, how about a joke, everybody? Why did the meteor break up with the asteroid? Because it needed a little space. Get it? Space.
Come here. I'm going to hit you.
Is the cart going to be smarter than you? To Be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope.
Well, we're all trying to find quick ways to get in and out of places, right? We're in the grocery store more than we're anywhere else. And so Wegmans, they've tried a couple different ways of being able to get you in and out. They used to have, remember the app they tried? Like
you scanned your own groceries and then
it was like
checked out?
The Snap app or something.
Something, yeah.
And then they realized there's a lot of people not scanning a lot of stuff and we're losing. They're stealing stuff. So right now they're trying a new smart cart technology in Parrington and Pittsford. Those are the two local Wegmans, Parrington and Pittsford. If you shop at one of those Wegmans, you'll see this little area. The sign is purple and it says, shop, pay, be on your way. Try a smart cart for a quicker and easier shopping experience. And you grab one of those smart carts and it looks like they have some sort of basket underneath it. And obviously technology on the top. It's shaped like a cart, but you're supposed to, you know, drop your stuff in there. It scans it and it's like a mobile self-checkout.
Makes sense.
And so the stores have touch screens. They can allow, you know, you can change things if you decide, oh, I don't want that. You can put it back.
Does it give you like an active total while you're going through?
Yes, it does.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And so it's kind of just a mobile self-checkout. And it, I think it must weigh.
That's what I was guessing. That's how they know that you're not scanning like a bag of potato chips and dropping a steak in there.
Yeah.
You know, because how would it know unless it didn't? Like Costco, that's all weight. If you go through the self-checkout there, it yelled at me the other day.
Yes.
Because I scanned something and I didn't put it down. It was the giant thing of toilet paper.
Right.
You can't put it down. No, it's not big enough.
It doesn't let you put it back in the cart.
Right.
And it will freeze and it will just continue to tell you, please place item into the bagging area. Place item into the bagging area. And you're trying to talk to the smart. Yeah. Who's the smart one?
I'm trying. You're get like, off my bag.
It's too big. I can't put it in the. So that's what these are. They are. It's a first time for Wegmans trying this new technology. So
I'm going to make a prediction. Someday there's going to be a store, and maybe it'll be all of them, where it's all pull up. We put it in your car. You drive away. It's all run through an app. It's basically just a warehouse. And then you could do it right now on the Walmart app. You could have your whole list done like Instacart style, but it's through their app. And you pull up and they bring it out to your car and you drive away.
Right.
And think about that. No shoplifting. Everything is paid for ahead of time.
But there's still room for human error. Funny story. I did that through the Walmart app and I sat there and sat there. And it was like a half hour and I'm watching them bring things out into the packing area and pack them into other people's trunks. And I was like, what is the deal? That's it. I'm going to have to speak to a manager. I almost Karen'd out on them. But I nicely got out of my car and asked the lady loading up the car next to me, excuse me, I've been waiting like a half hour. And she's like, well, give me your last name. I give her my last name. She's like, well, you're not checked in here. And I look at my app. I'm like, that's because I'm at the wrong Walmart.
Oh.
Because I'm a moron.
Oh.
And I didn't check which Walmart.
We did that once with Chinese restaurants. When we lived in Avon, we always ordered from one place.
Yeah.
So my wife was like, hey, you want to pick up Chinese on the way home? I'll order it. You can grab it.
Right.
So I went to the place that we usually go to and they're like, we don't have an order for you.
What do you mean you don't have an order for me? Right.
So I just drove away. I'm like, okay, whatever. I wasn't going to sit there and wait. So I got home. It turns out she ordered it from the other place thinking I was coming from the other direction. And you know, it was...
There's always human error.
I almost wondered.
There's no technology that's going to make us.
Was our phone number on a list on the wall? Like, don't accept orders from this because nobody showed up to pick up the meal.
Yes.
So am I on a list somewhere now?
A do not fill list.
Okay, they're going to automate carts and make them electronic so you can check out with those.
That's right now, they're currently
happening at Wegmans,
Parrington, and Pittsford.
Yeah, it's your Wegmans. B-Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. We're talking about what else could be automated. Somebody texted in that they go down to Comic-Con in New York City, and they have a convenience store that has turnstiles. You get in, you swipe your credit or debit card, shop, grab whatever you need, and you just leave. And somehow it scans stuff on the way out. There's airports. I want to say Chicago, maybe. There's airports that have entire stores. You know, like the Hudson News, where you can get a soda and a magazine, where it's one of those stores where you swipe your card on the way in and just walk out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how that technology works. I, in theory, I understand, but in practice, it is just, how in the world does it know? I just picked up Tic Tacs and a sub and a Diet Coke. Like, a crazy technology.
It just does.
What would you guys want to see automated? Like, I don't want to kill jobs.
Yeah, I
but
know.
But what kind of machines could bring?
There's just so many times where I just don't want to pump gas. Like, it would be great.
Like a robot that pumps your gas?
I don't know. Something that makes gas appear in my vehicle.
In New Jersey, it's illegal to pump your own gas.
Right.
And I'd be lying if I said I had not contemplated multiple times moving to New Jersey exclusively for that reason.
Are there any places around here that still pump gas?
There's one on the west side in Greece. And I still feel jerky pulling up there because I'm still able-bodied. You know, I feel like those
Is it more expensive?
It's a little bit more. And then I always tip because I'm like, I don't know. Somebody's pumping my gas. Do I tip?
It's a service. I mean, it's a concierge kind of thing.
Did I tip enough? Like, what percentage do you tip? So I don't go there as frequently as I would if it were Jersey and you're like,
it's
you know.
Illegal. And it's ma'am, stay in the car.
I don't think they're allowed to take tips in Jersey either.
No,
I'm
no,
sure people
I don't
do,
so.
But I don't think they're allowed to. And that's another one of those things that, you know, it's a service. If you want to pay for it, great.
Yeah.
If you don't, then just go to a self-service place. What about food delivery? I mean, they already have like Instacart,
DoorDash,
all that stuff.
Here's the thing. Is unless it's going to be delivered to me on my couch, I might as well just go to the store and get it.
You want it delivered to you? You want them to come into your house?
No, I want a way for it to arrive
Queen Hope
on my lap without having to get up. And I don't want strangers to come into my house. I don't know what that technology looks like. But by the time I go put my shoes on, go out to the front door of my building to go get it, I might as well be in the car and driving to get the food and then coming back.
It's just like a whole nother level of laziness.
She
isn't
needs
it?
Servants in her home.
She's like, if they could just drop it in my lap, like somehow. I think Meals on Wheels did that for my grandpa.
Yes.
Like they would come in and they'd set it on his lap.
Yeah.
Like, so that's what Hope maybe wants, like a Meals on Wheels type situation. Hope,
maybe that's a service you could create. You could start that.
Yeah. Princess delivery, where you don't even have to put on your shoes.
Oh my God. Hold on. They come, you bring candles and like a nice little placemat.
Oh, so it's like an indoor picnic.
So yeah, but you come in and you set it up. So it's like Instacart can meet you outside.
I set it up.
Yes.
This defeats the purpose. This is the opposite of what I'm asking for.
Now it's a side hustle.
Yeah.
Because I need another one of those. That's why I don't want to get off my couch. I have too many.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.